Chapter 27, Nutrition and Metabolism. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Overview of Nutrition and Metabolism. Nutrition refers to the food we eat and the nutrients we absorb from that food. Malnutrition is a deficiency in the consumption of food, vitamins, and minerals. The two categories of nutrients are macronutrients and micronutrients. A balance of nutrients is required for good health. Macronutrients, or bulk nutrients, are nutrients that the body needs in large amounts and include macromolecules such as carbohydrates, fats or lipids, and proteins, water, and macrominerals, which are minerals needed in large quantity, such as sodium, chloride, and calcium. Micronutrients are nutrients needed in very small amounts, including vitamins and microminerals, also known as trace elements, which are minerals that are needed only in very small quantities, such as iron, iodine, and zinc. Metabolism is a process made up of many chemical reactions to make use of nutrients. Catabolism breaks food down into smaller molecular compounds and releases two forms of energy, heat and chemical energy. Anabolism is a synthesis process that builds up large molecules. Both processes take place inside of cells continuously and concurrently. Chemical energy released by catabolism must be transferred to ATP, which supplies energy directly to the energy-using reactions of all cells. Carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates are in the foods we eat. Polysaccharides, or starches, are found in vegetables and grains, and glycogen is found in meat. Cellulose is the component of most plant tissue that passes through the system without being broken down. Disaccharides are found in refined sugar and must be broken down before they can be absorbed. Monosaccharides are found in fruits and move directly into the internal environment without being processed directly. Glucose is the most useful carbohydrate to the human cell and can be converted from other monosaccharides. Carbohydrate metabolism occurs in human cells, which catabolize most of the carbohydrate that is absorbed and anabolize a small portion of it. Glucose phosphorylation involves glucose reacting with ATP to form glucose-6-phosphate. This step prepares glucose for further metabolic reactions. It also is irreversible except in the intestinal mucosa, liver, and kidney tubules. Glycolysis is the first process of carbohydrate catabolism. It consists of a series of chemical reactions. Glycolysis occurs in the cytoplasm of all human cells. It is an anaerobic process, the only process that provides cells with energy under conditions of inadequate oxygen. It breaks down chemical bonds in glucose molecules and releases about 5% of the energy stored in them. Glycolysis prepares glucose for the second step in catabolism, which is the citric acid cycle. In the citric acid cycle, two pyruvic acid molecules from glycolysis are converted to two acetyl molecules in a transition reaction, losing one carbon dioxide molecule per pyruvic acid molecule converted. By end of the transition reaction and citric acid cycle, two pyruvic acids have been broken down to 6 carbon dioxide and 6 water molecules. The citric acid cycle is also called the tricarboxylic acid cycle because citric acid is also called tricarboxylic acid. The citric acid cycle was once called the Krebs cycle after Sir Hans Krebs, who discovered this process. The electron transport system is a process in which high-energy electrons, along with their protons that are removed during the citric acid cycle, enter a chain of molecules embedded in the inner membrane of the mitochondria. As electrons move down the chain, they release small bursts of energy to pump protons between the inner and outer membrane of the mitochondrion. Protons move down their concentration gradient across the inner membrane, driving ATP synthase. Oxidative phosphorylation is the joining of a phosphate group to ADP to form ATP by the action of ATP synthase. The anaerobic pathway is the pathway for the catabolism of glucose. It transfers energy to ATP using only glycolysis, ultimately ending with the oxidative phosphorylation of ATP. This is commonly referred to as paying the oxygen debt. The Cori cycle is a circular pathway in which lactic acid produced by anaerobic respiration in skeletal muscles is carried to liver cells, where it is converted back to glucose and stored as liver glycogen, or returned to the bloodstream, where the glucose may be taken up by muscle cells and used for respiration, or stored as muscle glycogen. Glycogenesis is a series of chemical reactions in which glucose molecules are joined to form a strand of glucose beads. It operates when the blood glucose level increases above the midpoint of its normal range. Glycogenolysis is the reversal of glycogenesis and means different things in different cells. Gluconeogenesis is the formation of new glucose, which occurs chiefly in the liver. The glucose metabolism is controlled by hormonal and neural devices that maintain homeostasis of blood glucose concentration, including insulin, secreted by beta cells to decrease blood glucose level, glucagon, which increases the blood glucose level by increasing the activity of the enzyme phosphorylase, incretins, GI hormones that, in the presence of glucose in the gut, stimulate insulin release from the pancreas, thereby decreasing blood glucose levels, epinephrine, a hormone secreted in times of stress, which increases phosphorylase activity, adrenocorticotropic hormone, which stimulates the adrenal cortex to increase its secretion of glucocorticoids, glucocorticoids, accelerators of gluconeogenesis, growth hormone, increasing blood glucose level by shifting from carbohydrate to fat catabolism, thyroid-stimulating hormone, which has complex effects on metabolism. Hormones that cause the blood glucose level to rise are called hyperglycemic. Insulin is hypoglycemic because it causes the blood glucose level to decrease. Lipids. Lipids are acquired through the food we eat. Triglycerides, the most common lipids, are composed of a glycerol subunit that is attached to three fatty acids. Phospholipids are an important lipid found in all foods. Cholesterol is an important lipid found only in animal foods. Saturated fats contain fatty acid chains in which there are no double bonds, while unsaturated fats contain fatty acid chains in which there are some double bonds. Lipids are transported in blood as chylomicrons, lipoproteins, and fatty acids. In the absorptive state, many chylomicrons are present in the blood. In the post-absorptive state, 95% of lipids are in the form of lipoproteins, which consist of lipids and protein and are formed in the liver. Blood contains three types of lipoproteins: very low density, and high density. Cholesterol lipoproteins are associated with heart disease. Fatty acids are transported from the cells of one tissue to the cells of another in the form of free fatty acids. In lipid catabolism, triglycerides are hydrolyzed to yield fatty acids and glycerol. Glycerol is then converted to glyceraldehyde-3-phosphate, which enters the glycolysis pathway. Fatty acids are broken down by beta oxidation and are then catabolized through the citric acid cycle. Lipid anabolism consists of the synthesis of triglycerides, cholesterol, phospholipids, and prostaglandins. Lipid metabolism is controlled through the following hormones: insulin, growth hormone, adrenocorticotropic hormone, and glucocorticoids. Proteins. Proteins are assembled from a pool of 20 different amino acids. The body synthesizes amino acids from other compounds in the body. Only about half of the necessary types of amino acids can be produced by the body. The rest are supplied through diet and can be found in both meat and vegetables. In protein metabolism, anabolism is primary and catabolism is secondary. Protein anabolism is the process by which proteins are synthesized by the ribosomes of the cells. In protein catabolism, deamination takes place in the liver cells and forms an ammonia molecule, which is converted to urea and excreted in urine, and a keto acid molecule, which is oxidized or converted to glucose or fat. Protein balance occurs when the rate of protein anabolism balances the rate of protein catabolism. Nitrogen balance occurs when the amount of nitrogen taken in equals the nitrogen in protein catabolic waste. There are two kinds of protein or nitrogen imbalance: negative balance, in which protein catabolism exceeds protein anabolism, or more tissue proteins are catabolized than are replaced by protein synthesis, and positive nitrogen balance, where protein anabolism exceeds protein catabolism. Control of protein metabolism is achieved by hormones. Vitamins and minerals. Vitamins are organic molecules necessary for normal metabolism. Many attach to enzymes and help them work or have other important biochemical roles. The body does not make most of the necessary vitamins. Instead, they must be obtained through diet. The body stores fat-soluble vitamins and does not store water-soluble vitamins. Minerals are inorganic elements or salts found in the earth. They attach to enzymes and help them work and function in chemical reactions, and are essential to the fluid-ion balance of the internal fluid environment. Minerals are involved in many processes in the body, such as muscle contraction, nerve function, and hardening of bone. Too large or too small an amount of some minerals may be harmful. Recommended mineral intakes may vary over the lifespan. Metabolic rates. The metabolic rate means the amount of energy released by catabolism. The metabolic rates are expressed in two ways: the number of kilocalories of heat energy expended per hour, per day, as normal, or as a percentage above or below normal. Basal metabolic rate is the rate of energy expended under basal conditions. Factors that affect the basal metabolic rate include size, body composition, sex, age, thyroid hormone, body temperature, and drugs, as well as other factors. Total metabolic rate is the amount of energy used in a given time. Main determinants of the total metabolic rate are factor 1, basal metabolic rate, factor 2, energy used to do skeletal muscle work, factor 3, thermic effect of foods. The body maintains a state of energy balance and maintains a weight when the total calories in the food ingested equals the total metabolic rate. Body weight increases when energy input exceeds energy output. Body weight decreases when energy output exceeds energy input. In starvation, the carbohydrates are used up first, then fats, and finally proteins. Mechanisms for regulating food intake. The hypothalamus plays a part in food intake. Feeding centers in the hypothalamus exert primary control over appetite. The appetite center is a cluster of neurons in the lateral hypothalamus that brings about increased appetite when stimulated. Orexigenic effects are factors that trigger appetite. The satiety center is a group of neurons in the ventral medial nucleus of the hypothalamus that brings about decreased appetite when stimulated. Anorexigenic effects are factors that suppress appetite, where anorexia is loss of appetite. The big picture: nutrition, metabolism, and the whole body. Every cell in the body needs the maintenance of the metabolic pathways to stay alive. Anabolic pathways build the various structural and functional components of the cells. Catabolic pathways convert energy to a usable form and degrade large molecules into subunits used in anabolic pathways. Cells require appropriate amounts of vitamins and minerals to produce structural and functional components necessary for cellular metabolism. Other body mechanisms operate to ensure that nutrients reach the cells.